keeping pace. That's what we try to do on the environmental front in our sustainability segment, brought to you each and every week by the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission. This week, we examine a new state law designed to keep pace, save energy, and make Arkansas clean and green. Lawmakers efficiently approved Act 1074 in the last legislative session. It's a bill known as the Property Assessed Clean Energy Act, or PACE for short. In essence, the law allows a government entity, such as a city council or a group of cities or counties, to establish energy improvement districts, which would allow for no interest or low interest loans for acquiring or installing energy efficiency improvements in neighborhood buildings, homes, or across regional areas. Ken Smith, Policy Director for the Arkansas Advanced Energy Association, explains.
Yeah, I think the PACE bill is probably one of the most outstanding pieces of legislation passed this session. It allows counties, local government, and even the state to form energy improvement districts that in turn those districts can issue general revenue bonds that can fund energy efficiency improvements to commercial and residential buildings, water improvement projects such as point source hot water heaters, and renewable energy projects such as solar panels or ground-based heat pump systems. It can do all of that, and the great thing about for a ratepayer or a commercial landowner or a residential landowner is that they're able to do this, borrow the money with no upfront costs, and pay it out over a long period of time.
They'd make those payments through their property tax bills, which would have a line item explaining the assessment. Only the property owners voluntarily taking advantage of the energy improvements would be required to pay. For example, say Fayetteville wanted to create a PACE district to allow homeowners or commercial building owners to finance solar panels on rooftops or install geothermal HVAC system upgrades. Instead of paying out of pocket, those energy savings projects could be financed by bonds, and building owners who participated would pay back the bonds through an assessment on their annual property tax bills over a period of, say, 10 or 15 years. The goal is cost savings for end users, and projects that would never have been able to be financed by individuals can pool the power of government-backed bonds to make them happen. Smith says, in the end, cities and counties will hopefully lead these laboratories of renewable energy experimentation.
I know some local governmental officials, such as the city of Fayetteville, that's really interested in this program, and hopefully Washington County. We've heard that a White County judge is very interested in this. We've heard that Jonesboro and the county of Craighead might well be as well interested in this. And so I think we'll see some leadership from counties and cities such as that, including probably Pulaski County and the cities of North Little Rock and Little Rock. And so that's where it's going to start. These local counties and cities that have been kind of leaders in the state on a lot of the energy and environmental issues, they'll start working with this legislation, work out all the bugs, and then we'll have good role models and examples that we'll be able to share with the rest of with other jurisdictions in the state of Arkansas.
Of course, you can learn more about PACE legislation on our website at talkbusinessarkansas.com, or you can check out a larger list of sustainability efforts across Arkansas at keeparkansasbeautiful.com.
Fast food is great while it lasts, but its kind of litter can hang around forever. Personally, I'd rather see something natural, and all I have to do is use a trash can to keep Arkansas beautiful.
My daughter made me this cute bottle with a little water in it. Until I can quit smoking, I can stop flicking cigarette butts and put them in here when I drive. They're litter, plain and simple. This is my way to help keep Arkansas beautiful.
A message from Keep Arkansas Beautiful.